I'd like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We all know that there is something very different about Christmas Eve and Christmas Day as compared to the other days of the year. It's not the lights or the presents and the festive atmosphere that makes it special. Those things are expressions of the difference, not its cause. So let me ask a rhetorical question. What is this difference? What is the secret heart of Christmas that touches even the Grinches and the Scrooges? It's a simple but powerful message that God our Father sent through the Blessed Virgin Mary, giving birth to the baby Jesus. But becoming a human being just like us, but becoming a helpless little baby boy, by coming down from the splendors of heaven in order to live a regular human life right in the middle of the pain, the sorrows, the injustice and the sufferings of this fallen world, God, our Heavenly Father, is telling us through His Son that something that every one of us desperately needs to hear, myself included. Our Heavenly Father is saying the following: I have not given up on you. We human beings, we need to be honest. We made a real mess of our lives, of this beautiful world that God put under our care. And in greater honesty, our world, our nation, our culture, as I like to quote Father Mike Goring, has gone bonkers. And that's just stating the obvious. You turn on the news, our world has gone bonkers. But God, our Heavenly Father, has not given up on us. Ever since original sin darkened the minds and poisoned our hearts, we've all felt the sting of loneliness, regret, remorse, interior division. Truly, not counting Jesus and Mary, we've all sinned and rebelled against God. Remember the following. This is very important. Remember, God always loves us. He never loves our sins. In fact, He detests sins. But even in the midst of our sins, He has not given up on us. He, in His divinity and His great love for us, He is more powerful than the world's selfishness. God's light is brighter than the darkness' darkness. His love is firm and faithful, like the mountains. God's wisdom is deep and ever-flowing like the oceans. His goodness is endless like the skies. So how can I say all of that? I'd like to invite you to take a look at our beautiful manger scene over to my right or your left, the scene in our sanctuary. I would even invite you after Mass to invite your family to come forward. Maybe take a family picture around the manger scene. We need to remember that our Lord Jesus, who was born on Christmas Day, is God incarnate. Jesus is the Son of God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity. He was sent by His Heavenly Father to accomplish a divine mission. And now I'd like to invite you to take a look at the large crucifix in our sanctuary right by the manger scene. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born on Christmas Day, accomplished His divine mission from His Father by laying down His life on the cross as a sacrifice. Dying on the cross, He destroyed our death. By rising on the third day, He restored our life. God, our Father, through His Son, our Lord Jesus, born on Christmas Day, has not given up on us. And as long as we are alive, He will never give up on us. That's why Jesus is called the Savior. Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born for us. For us, for each one of us. Everybody sitting in the pews here at St. John Vianney, every single soul, billions, probably 8 billion souls throughout the world. God is our Savior, and He has great hope for us. He wants us to be with Him in heaven. However, we need to do our part. We need to repent from sin and keep the commandments. Remember, they're not the 10 suggestions. They're the 10 commandments. We need, as the saying goes, we need to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. As we heard in the Gospels, that angels announce peace and joy to the world. But on that first Christmas, this is important again. Jesus did not take away all the evil and suffering in the world. And during another hard and difficult year that 2022 was, we all know this. Some people had harder years than others, but we all had our struggles. And since the birth of Christ, although we celebrate over 2,000 Christmases, there is still evil and suffering in the world, even in our own lives. We who have, believe and have faith in Jesus have not been spared. So were those angels wrong? The short answer is no. The light of Christ that dawned in Bethlehem, our Lord Jesus, when the world was still in darkness, has indeed shattered the darkness and given us great hope, especially in the resurrection. And just so, the joy of Christmas shines in the depth of our hearts, even while the storms and trials rages on the surface of our lives. And we all have trials in our lives. The message of Christmas is that we are pilgrims through this earthly life, and Jesus has entered into the world to be our good shepherd to travel with us. And if we stay by his side, we are guaranteed to arrive safely to our final destination, which is everlasting life in heaven, which is the Father's house. And we're only able to stay by his side if we pray each and every day and come to worship him each and every Sunday. So in Christian charity, I make the following challenge. This challenge is probably the most important part of my homily. I would give you the following exhortation as a spiritual father. In fact, I plead with you. Recommit yourself to our Lord God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Recommit yourself to daily prayer. Recommit yourself to coming to church each and every Sunday. And I do know this will not be easy for some of you. So let me help you as best as I can. Here's a very important insight. You can actually pray about your faith life. You can pray about your prayer life. Let me unpack that a little bit. At times, prayer seems like a chore. I know at times people are very busy. You know, it seems like it's just one more checkbox I have to check, you know, and another million things I have to do each and every day. Or prayer may seem dry. You may, the Lord may seem distant from you. Maybe angry at God. Prayers have not been answered. So my encouragement is just name your struggle. Say, Lord, prayer seems like a chore. I just don't want to pray. But here's the important part. Say, nevertheless, Jesus, help me to pray. Jesus, help me to pray each and every day. He knows your thoughts. He knows your feelings. He knows your struggles. Name them. Ask for help. Same thing applies coming to church. Say, I just don't want to go to church. The priest preaches too long, or he's an Aggie, you know, or something like that. And so just don't want to go there. And so just be honest, and he will help you little by little. We need to be humble and ask for help. So remember, the message of Christmas is not that the journey will be easy, but that the pilgrimage, when undertaken with the Lord as our good shepherd, is well worth the effort and struggle. Thus we can be joyful even in the midst of our tears and difficulties, because we know that our Redeemer lives. He's conquered death itself, but he also cries with us by our sides. Did he not weep at the tomb of Lazarus, his friend that he was going to raise from the dead? Did not our Lord Jesus cry over Jerusalem, who did not recognize him being their Savior? Even in the midst of his own sorrows, he will never abandon us. I know at times we are afraid. Afraid to let Christ to be our shepherd, to rule our lives completely. Myself included, I struggle with this. So we are afraid to let him be the king that he was born to be. But today he's very approachable. As a little baby, you know, babies are very innocent, you know, easy approachable, not frightening. So approach him, you know, in his infancy. Say, Lord, help me. You know, our lives are, in a sense, crowded, filled with personal pleasures and distractions, maybe even unhealthy relationships and sinful habits. And Jesus comes knocking on the doors of our hearts as a baby infant, and he wants us to let him in. Don't be afraid to pick him up and hold him in your arms. But at times, we are afraid to do that. And if we do that, we're thinking there won't be enough room for our little idols. So we let him stay out back in the manger in the stable, where we can keep an eye on him, where we can be sure he doesn't clean out our closets and junk drawers that is filled with all sorts of junk. But unless we give Jesus free rein, he cannot give us true peace and joy that we truly long for. Instead of being like the crowded inn, we need to be like Mary and Joseph. For example, when Jesus knocked on the door through the Archangel Gabriel on Mary's life, she put all her plans aside. She risked her reputation and her engagement. She opened every aspect of her life to Christ. So today, of all days, let's let Jesus bring us his joy and peace with Mary's help. Let's pray Mary's prayer and saying to Jesus as we receive Holy Communion, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. That's what she said in the gospel. Thy will be done. We say, Lord, thy will be done, not my will. We definitely pray that in the Our Father. Remember, Jesus was born on Christmas Day, is our Good Shepherd. And his greatest desire is to shepherd us into everlasting life. So this Christmas, let's commit ourselves to following him. And he will lead us to our true home, which is heaven.